Insurance, TPA, and restoration HVAC work getting listed and getting paid. How insurance, third-party administrator TPA, and restoration networks dispatch HVAC work. How to get listed. The photo/scope/documentation standards they demand. How slow the pay runs, and whether this channel fits a small HVAC shop. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. When a home or building suffers a covered loss, a fire, a flood, a lightning strike, a freeze that splits a coil, the insurance company often has to repair or replace HVAC equipment as part of the claim. They rarely manage that work directly. Instead, they route it through a third-party administrator TPA that manages claims and contractor networks for the insurer, or through a restoration company that handles the whole rebuild and subs the mechanical work to a shop like yours. So there are two ways in. Get listed on a TPA's network and take insurance claim dispatches directly, or become the go-to HVAC sub for restoration contractors who already win the big loss jobs. Both put you in front of work a homeowner would never have called you for. Who it's for slash when it makes sense. This work rewards a shop that's meticulous on paperwork and patient on pay. The jobs can be larger and better paying than warranty work. You're often replacing whole systems, not swapping a capacitor, but the documentation bar is high and the money moves slowly through the claim. You need a cash cushion, because you may carry the cost of a full changeout for weeks or months before the check clears. It's best as a supplement for a shop that's solid on the fundamentals and can produce clean photos, written scopes, and tight invoices without it being a fire drill. It's a rough fit for a brand new one-truck operation that can't float the cash or document every step. How to get listed step by step. Decide which door you're going through. TPA network directly. Restoration subcontractor, or both. The restoration sub path is often the easier on-ramp for a small shop. You just need a few good restoration contractors to know you. For restoration subs, network locally. Find the water and fire restoration companies in your area, the big trucks at flood and fire jobs, and introduce yourself as their HVAC guy. They constantly need reliable mechanical subs, and remember who shows up. For TPA networks, apply through their contractor portal. Like warranty companies, TPAs maintain a sign-up path for service providers where you submit your credentials and agree to their process. Have the credentials ready. License where required, general liability and workers comp with the COI, additional insured capability, W-9, and EPA 608. Larger losses may require higher insurance limits than a service shop normally carries. Confirm what they want. Learn their estimating language. A lot of insurance work is scoped and priced in estimating software. Zactimate is the common one. You don't have to master it day one, but knowing the work is approved line by line against a standardized scope helps you speak their language and not get short paid. Prove yourself on the first claim. Nail the documentation and quality and you become the name they request. Sloppy photos or a blown scope and you're off the list. What it actually pays slash the fee model. The money here is tied to an approved scope of loss. Somebody, an adjuster, the TPA, or the restoration estimator, defines what the insurance will pay to repair or replace, usually built in estimating software against standardized regional pricing. You get paid for what's in that approved scope, at those line item prices, and nothing outside it. That can be good money on a full system replacement, but two things bite. First, the price is set by the estimate, not your retail quote, so if the scope underprices a line, you'll fight to get it adjusted. Second, you frequently don't get paid until the claim funds, after the adjuster signs off, after the deductible is settled, and sometimes after the whole rebuild closes. You may carry the full cost of equipment and labor a long time before the money lands. The headaches and how to handle them. Documentation standards. This channel lives and dies on proof. You'll need date-stamped photos of the damaged equipment, model and serial numbers, the failure, the conditions, and the completed work, before, during, and after. A missing photo can stall a payment for weeks. Build one fixed photo checklist for every lost job and shoot it the same way every time. It's the single biggest factor in getting paid fast. Scope approval before you proceed. Like warranty pre-authorization, you generally can't just replace what you think needs replacing. The scope has to be approved, and adding a line the line sets contaminated to means a supplement request and another wait. Diagnose the full extent on the first visit and get everything into the initial scope. Supplements are where claims go to die slowly. Slow pay. The defining problem. Insurance money is some of the slowest in the trade because it flows through the claim, the adjuster, the deductible, and sometimes the restoration GC before it reaches you. 30 days is optimistic, 60 to 90 is common. Don't take on more loss work than your cash can float. Invoice the moment the scope is satisfied, and track exactly whose desk the payment is sitting on. Scope disputes and short pay. Estimating software pricing won't always match your real cost, and adjusters push back. Keep your photos and notes airtight so a supplement is a formality, not an argument, and know your true cost so you can tell when a scope is underwater and decline rather than lose money. Getting stuck behind the restoration GC. When you're a sub, the homeowner's check often goes to the restoration company first and you get paid out of it. A slow or shaky GC can leave you hanging. Vet who you sub for, get your scope and PO in writing. And on larger jobs, protect yourself with lien rights. Know your state's notice deadlines. The deductible gap. The homeowner owes their deductible, and on some jobs you're the one collecting part of it. Sort out who collects what and when before the work starts. Tips and gotchas. Keep insurance receivables on their own aging report. They move on a completely different clock than retail work and will distort your cash picture if mixed in. For larger jobs, learn your state's mechanics lien notice rules. They're your backstop when a claim or a GC drags out. Don't let one restoration company become your whole pipeline. If they slow pay or fold, you're exposed. Bottom line, insurance, TPA, and restoration work can put bigger, better paying jobs in front of a small shop, whole system replacements you'd never have been called for. The cost of admission is real. A high documentation bar, scope approval before you proceed, and the slowest pay in the trade. If you're disciplined with photos and scopes and have the cash to float 60 plus days, it's a strong supplemental channel. If you can't float the cash or document like a pro, it'll strangle you. Tart through a couple of solid restoration contractors, protect yourself with written scopes and lien rights, and never take on more loss work than your bank account can carry.